we've had a lot of experience with teen parents saying, you're the first one to congratulate me on, you know, that I'm going to be a mom. That's a little bit heartbreaking for us. We always do make sure that they feel celebrated and like have the same response that, you know, anybody who's a little bit older would have. But we also have teen parents who we would be the first ones to visit this brand new baby when it's arrived in the world because there's no one around. They have maybe lost contact with friends or family or been disowned. I don't know if that's the right word, but disowned. By family members or whatever, that this baby is here now and we will be the only ones with a little tiny token gift and a congratulations and can I have the first hug of hold of this baby, you know. Statistically, Wexford unfortunately has the second highest number of teen pregnancies in the country behind Dublin. And that number has stayed the same for the last couple of years as well. Wexford is definitely disadvantaged. If it's not Dublin, it's completely forgotten. It's very disadvantaged right across the county.
Hi, I'm Chloe and I'm 20 and I'm from Wexford Town.
Chloe, tell us about you and your life and your baby.
Well, he's 14 months now and I'm in college at the moment and he's in creche. His name is Noah.
And you had him when you were?
About 18, going on 19. I was visiting my health nurse while I was pregnant and she recommended Barnardo's to me and gave me like a leaflet on it. They helped me get into college and get my own house and just like help me looking after a baby.
And what was it like having baby Noah at 18 biologically? It's the right age to have a child anywhere between 18 and 25. But society perhaps says we should have children a bit later. What was the reaction like? I'm sure it was a celebration, but did everyone help and rally?
It was scary. Everyone definitely helped me and like I got no bad judgment or anything, but it was scary. Like I didn't know what to expect.
And what do you want to end up doing in your career?
I'd love to work in like a bank or insurance.
So you like the idea of a 9-to-5 job?
Yeah, definitely.
Hi, I'm Kendra Seal. I'm a project worker here in Barnardo's in Enniscorthy and we run the Teen Parent Support Programme here covering North Wexford. So it is an open door policy and we are delighted to be able to be available and welcoming to someone who is brave enough, I suppose, to take the steps to say, I'm worried or I'm anxious before my baby arrives or I'm struggling or I'm worried. You know, parents of any age can find it really daunting and frightening to have someone so young dependent on them 24/7. So to be a teen parent in that position where they may not have the supports or network or supports are available to be able to step forward and say, you know, I could do with a little bit of help. We are delighted to be able to provide that teen parent support to them. Yeah, it's a real privilege to be along their journey, start to finish. You know, we get very excited when babies are due and can't wait to hear, you know, when the baby has been born and how mommy and baby are doing. What we would do at the beginning when we meet a teen mom is do an assessment. It's a joint assessment because it's very much a partnership. I'm not coming in telling you what to do in your own home with your own baby. I want you to tell me what you need and we work together. And it's a really great partnership where, you know, you can be really open and honest and they can be really open and honest with what they're worried about or what they're afraid, you know, in relation to development or routine or, you know, their own mental health and how that's doing. So to be able to have that relationship with them where they can be really directly honest with us and say, I'm really struggling, I'm not okay. And for us to be there and we'll be in their corner regardless of what's going on for them day to day. You can just walk past us on the street and call in and we're here, we're welcome. You know, this cup of tea always ready. But also we get a lot of referrals from public health nurses or the maternity ward, the GPs, the schools, the guidance counsellors. You know, we'd have a lot of teen parents who are still at school. And, you know, need a little bit of extra support to be able to finish school and regardless of the fact that they now have a baby to mind, you know. So there's a lot of support needed to ensure that those opportunities are still available, but that support is available. It's here. We're here.
What do you think of the phrase teen mum?
It reminds me of like 15, 16 year olds, not really people like 18, 19.
And, you know, MTV have these shows called Teen Mom This and Teen Mom That and over in the UK as well. But, you know, you're a real person with real feelings, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Do you think society is moving on from the phrase teen mum and the fact that, you know, they're just mums, they're just a bit younger?
No, I think it's a little bit stuck sometimes. I suppose we would work with, you know, quite a lot of numbers of teen mums who would have I suppose, poor experience and judgment from, you know, all areas where they're seen to be doing something wrong. They feel, I suppose, under quite a lot of pressure to get their head around being a mum without that extra judgment. We've worked with teen mums, you know, in a variety of ages, and we feel they're every bit as capable. There isn't anything to suggest that they're not going to be really great mums with really good outcomes for them and for their children. Life can be very different, and how they, I suppose, relate to the other, you know, classmates or peers or whatever can be very different. They can feel very isolated and very lonely and very alone. And that's where the teen parent support, we can do preparation work before the baby comes in understanding the different shift that might come within those relationships, how to manage those friendships going forward when they're not able to just go out on a Saturday night, maybe like their other peers, that they have new commitments. So that kind of preparation work is really important. And also, how do they manage the relationships within their families? Because sometimes it is a shock when, you know, a teen parent comes home and says they're pregnant, and those relationships can be really fraught with conflict. But regardless of, you know, how we feel about it, this baby is coming and everybody needs to get ready. And the more people that are ready and prepared for it, the more, the better outcome, the brighter future for that little baby at the end of the day. We would make every effort to try and rebuild and repair some of these relationships, because we know the more the support the mom and the baby has, the better outcome, the brighter future for everyone. But sometimes it's just not going to be the case. So we will champion that child and that mom as best we can. We will stand in their corner and we will, you know, advocate for them on for, you know, whatever they need, whether it be their rights or entitlements in relation to their money or their housing, whether it be going back to school. I mean, if you have one dedicated person that you can pick up the phone to when you're having a really bad day or your baby hasn't slept all night, well, we can be that person for these teen moms, because sometimes when they pick up the phone, there isn't anybody else available to them.
When baby Noah was born, your family were supportive and everybody celebrated, but can you understand when some teen mums have their first child, the family doesn't always get on board?
Yeah, I can't imagine how lonely it can feel, because it's lonely enough when your family are on board and you don't know what to expect, but without support, like, it must be so hard.
And what's the hardest thing about being a teen mum?
You don't get time to, like, before you were pregnant or when you were pregnant, to go out and with your friends and just do what you want, kind of thing.
So you have to say, look, I'm really sorry, I can't come to the nightclub, I've got to put my child to bed.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And what do you love about being a teen parent?
Like, watching them grow and what they're going to do next and the new things they learn.
You know, you've got the energy, you're young and you're back in college. In a way, it's probably, according to the doctors and science, it's probably the best time to have a child, isn't it, 18?
Probably, yeah, because you have more energy, or you won't be as tired.
We would also be making sure that, you know, the teen mom's emotional well-being is okay as well, because we know that the statistics are very high for postnatal depression, and that's not to say that they're any higher or lower in teen pregnancy, but, you know, we can never tell who's going to have postnatal depression or not. So to have that extra person around to say, you don't look like you're doing okay today, you want to tell me what's going on, how you're really feeling, and then if we do need to, we can include the public health nurse and the GP for that kind of extra built-in support for this moment in time of their lives. It's not going to be with them forever.
Kendra, tell us how Barnardo's help teen mums and teen parents at Christmas time.
Christmas, you know, should be a wonderful time of the year, but sadly that's not always the case with our teen parents. You know, the pressure to provide or create this magical experience when they're maybe not feeling okay, or they're stressed and worried, or they're financially strained. So really what Barnardo's can do is we have a really generous toy appeal. So we would be able to say, look, if we can cover some of the toys, if you can then maybe pay a bill or buy food, because we know in the past people will maybe provide the toys and then be in serious financial strain in January. So the toy appeal is a really great way of maybe stepping in and relieving some of that pressure. But also for our teen parents, we like to celebrate them. And because we're so heavily donated, we're able to say, we're going to transport everybody in. So all our teen parents are coming in tomorrow, actually. And we're going to have all the teen moms and dads with their little tiny tots in tomorrow, and we're going to bring them over to see the Santi at the Santi Experience locally.
Here in Enniscorthy.
Here in Enniscorthy. We did it last year for the first time, and to be able to provide that experience and that treasured photo memory of their baby's very first visit to Santi that they may not have had the opportunity to do because it's financially out of their reach in a lot of cases. Unfortunately, you know, within our own teen parent group currently, we've only two dads out of maybe 15 teen parents that we're working with at the moment. Sometimes the dads are maybe afraid to be involved with the baby, or their relationship wasn't allowed by parents to go ahead after the baby was born. But we're very fortunate that the two teen dads we do work with are doing a great job. They're involved. They're coming to the Santi Experience with their partners and their babies tomorrow. But they would have the same struggles that the teen mums would have, you know, in relation to mental health, not being able to provide, and the impact that has. So we would help the very same way with the teen dads. It's the very same programme. The teen parent support, we're here and we're ready and we're open for business. We work with teen parents who would have to live in really, really rural and isolated communities because they can't afford to live in the bigger towns. They just wouldn't be able to pay the rent. So sometimes we are the only person they would see maybe week to week, because if they don't have family and friends who can travel out to wherever they're currently living, we would be the only one they would see. So it's a real privilege to be able to work with the teen parents.
You also work with teen parents in homeless accommodation too at Christmas.
So we have worked with teen parents who have had to bring their brand new babies home at Christmas time to a B&B or a homeless accommodation, and that's really heartbreaking. We would work really hard with all the other services that work in relation to homelessness to try and make sure that that person has accommodation of their own home, their own place to wash their baby's bottles and prepare their feeds and put them down to bed at night. But if the accommodation just isn't there, you know, we're all kind of pulling our hair out because it doesn't have a solution.
Are yourself and Noah looking forward to Christmas?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. It's hard, obviously, because you want to make it the best Christmas you can for your baby. But yeah, obviously it's a struggle as well.